The ginkgo is a beautiful tree with great cultural significance. On average, it grows 60 to 90 feet in this region. The tree has a unique, fan-shaped leaf with a narrow stem. In the springtime, it is a vibrant green, and in autumn, the leaves turn a beautiful golden yellow. The fruits and seeds of the ginkgo are edible. The fruit has a slightly bitter taste and should be eaten cooked with meat or vegetables. The seeds are thought to have several medicinal benefits, to help blood flow, to open up the respiratory system, and to boost memory retention. Yangming Chu is the executive director and chief curator of the Seattle Chinese Garden.
The Chinese name for this tree is called a silver apricot because the color is silver color and the fruit shape looks like an apricot. It is also called duck feet tree in a nickname. You will see them in a lot of temples, particularly Buddhist temples and the Taoist temples, and also in some palaces, you know, or nice-looking historic sites. It has things to do because this tree has long life. It lasts forever, almost 1,000 years. It's not short time, you know. So, and also, tree has a magnificent size. So it gives you a sense of grandeur, you know. And if it has long life, it evokes your sense of the history. So that's why in China, in these big temples, they have big trees, you might find poems written by different generations or dynastic poets. They wrote about it and admired the noble, the grand tree. There's one thing nobody ever mentioned, that is the game we played with ginkgo. When we were the kids living in China, the winter time, it's cold, so you have to warm up. What do? There's a game you play is you put the ginkgo seeds, dried seeds, between your toes. You have shoes between your toes, and you jump by the steps or by distance. The first place jumped with the seeds between your toes, then you're the winner. It's kind of fun. It's like you play the marble ball, that kind of game. But you play with your toes and feet, not play with fingers. Very popular game, but nowadays you hardly see it. It's like a lot of traditional games are gone, and this is the kind of games I play when I was a kid.